Welcome to 50 Ways to Succeed at Work, where you hear stuff about ways to succeed even the most well-intentioned colleagues, advisors, careers officers, and HR departments may never get around to mentioning. This is episode 40, Doing It Your Way. Getting your way at work may be the wrong thing. Tom Allen, previously a prefect at his school, arrives at his first real job, brimming with confidence. He's sure he'll do more than just cope with the challenge. While at school, he got experience listening to people, problem-solving, and even directing others. So an early meeting with his new senior colleague proves something of a shock.
We're really glad to have you here, Tom. At least for the first 6 months, I think you'll benefit from some hand-holding in this new job.
Can you explain a bit more, please? What does hand-holding mean?
I want you to check in with detailed progress every, let's say, 10 days. Nothing too elaborate, just your update on how it's going.
Distressed, Tom calls a new work colleague with whom he's getting on well.
What do they call this, Pete? It's micromanaging. That's what it is.
I guess you're used to doing things your way, Tom. As you just started here, I suppose he wants to ensure that you know what you're doing and that you'll hit your agreed targets. I know he's really hot on these.
What, you mean in case I make a mistake?
No, not at all. We all make those, especially me. I've lost count of the screw-ups I've narrowly avoided this last year.
I said, how do I get to do things my way then?
That's really simple. So, once he trusts your judgment, I bet there'll be less micromanaging after that.
Tom takes the hint. He's careful to keep his boss regularly informed on his progress. Sure enough, there's soon a change. 3 months later, when he contacts his boss, now it's less about progress and more about seeking help with something he can't resolve. Now let me tell you a true story about Kyu Song Lee, who once headed the global investment company Carlyle Group, managing many billions of its clients' money, barely scraping by on a total annual salary of $42 million. In 2022, Kyu Song asked his three co-founder bosses for a salary of $300 million. He explained that this would level his earnings up with some of his colleagues in his field. As a company, though, it would have to double its value to justify Kyu Song's demand. After a long silence with no response, the three elderly founders showed Lee the door. They refused even to discuss the demand with him. According to one insider, the rejection reflected power rather than money.
He wanted complete autonomy. The founders gave it to him, and then they took it away.
Few people at work gain complete autonomy, even those on mega salaries like Kyu Song. It's rare to possess the power to do everything your way without any constraints. Most autonomy occurs when senior people trust you to do what's needed. It's part of the checks and balances preventing anyone from dealing a lethal blow to the entire organization. Most of us like to come out on top in an argument. Yet if we keep insisting on doing things our way, it may pose a challenge with dire career consequences. Kyu Song told his employers, "It's my way or the highway." That is, he'd leave unless the founders met his demand. This demand issues a challenge, leading to discontented colleagues, disgruntled clients, and annoyed investors. It may even damage the work environment. If you believe you know more about a task than your boss, you risk being seen as a know-all and not being open to collaborating. When it comes to autonomy or feeling free to do things your way, people have three main questions. How do I deal with a micromanager at work? How do I ask for more autonomy at work? And why is my autonomy important in the workplace? As Tom in our first story realized, being micromanaged is no fun. So try to understand the cause. Is it happening because the stakes are too high? Senior managers feel insecure, inexperienced, or both? Or that those in charge want to seem busy or on top of things? Or you've previously messed up, or might do, and they want to ensure that it doesn't happen? With a micromanager, avoid complaining. Instead, keep this person in the loop, not at a distance. Does this person feel able to handle questions about a project or team activity? For example, in one Asian bank, the director of a large group of experts, was originally an auditor. He only felt comfortable asking detailed and often pointless auditor-style questions about their progress. Also, schedule regular check-ins with a persistent micromanager so they can connect to your process. Send an occasional unprompted email with additional critical information about a project's progress. Demonstrate how organized you are so that you can be trusted to do a job properly without undue supervision. If necessary, open up a conversation about being micromanaged, since often all it takes to resolve that issue is talking directly with your manager about their management style. For instance, partly explain how constant checking on you affects your productivity and morale. Convert your frustrations into a productive and enriching approach. As a last resort, if an HR person is available, consider making contact over the issue. A confrontation with your boss is a high-risk strategy which could explode in your face. To go even further up the hierarchy is riskier still, so prepare your case well, with solid evidence to make your case. To ask for more autonomy at work, clarify what this means in practice. Can you explain it quickly and clearly? For example, do you mean you want more flexibility in some aspects of the job, such as freedom for hybrid working and locations, or the right to make certain decisions? Think about, what do I need support for? When does support not matter? What empowers me to make decisions? What flexibility and choice does that mean, with examples, and when do I most feel motivated at work? Consider sharing your answers with your boss. Finally, why is your autonomy important in the workplace? For individuals at work, independence can mean your productivity improves. You gain work satisfaction. Your job becomes more attractive. You feel valued. And there's less need to look elsewhere for employment. So what action am I proposing? First, avoid being over-demanding and trying to get your way all the time at work. When pushing for your way, consider the possible adverse impact on your team and colleagues. Reconsider your approach if failing to get what you want makes you angry, agitated, or rude. And my final takeaway from this? We all like to get our way in life, and assertiveness is sensible. But don't let this convert to self-destructive behavior and excessive demands. You've been listening to an episode of Andrew's 50 Ways to Succeed at Work. For more episodes, subscribe free to my regular weekly podcasts. You can catch up on past ones at the 50ways.site, where you can also become a foundation member with access to e-learning units, further reading links, and the forum, where you can ask questions, share problems, and join a growing community of people who seriously want to succeed at work. Now there's a new book and an audio version called, you guessed it, 50 Ways to Succeed at Work. Buy it at Amazon or the 50ways.site. Unmissable. Thanks for listening, and bye for now until next week.